Jonathan Edwards is a singer-songwriter who performs as Wayward from the Twin Cities area. He had been hard at work on his upcoming album, Happiness, when the shelter-in-place order was issued, and since then he's been mostly at home like the rest of us. But he recently wrote a new song out of his COVID-19 experience that's due to be released on May 22nd, and KAXE and KBXE will be one of the first stations to air the song, so I'm eager to hear it and what Jonathan's take on the pandemic is. So I got him on the phone to talk about that and his music. Hi, Jonathan. It's week several of the COVID-19 pandemic. How are you doing today?
I'm doing actually really well. You know, I think this whole quarantine thing, I don't know about you, but I definitely have up days and down days. It's just, some days are just harder than others. And today it feels pretty good so far. I don't know. It also helps that, you know, I got my morning workout out of the way, and that's the least fun part of the day. So, you know, when you get, it's like, it's all uphill from here. But yeah.
What's the culture up there with the COVID-19 situation? Are people hanging out pretty much the same amount, or are people, social distancing quite a bit?
I think the rubber's going to hit the road this weekend to know what it's really like with the opening of fishing. One of my coworkers called it isolation fatigue or something like that. And I think people it's the worst time in some ways because it's beautiful weather outside and you're stuck inside, or not stuck inside exactly, but, you know, kind of. And, you know, the worst is probably still to come for us. So we need to try to find a way to not get completely worn out right when we need to have the energies.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the jump from it's a kind of a fictitious out there disease to, hey, I know people who are getting it, is quite astonishing how different that makes it. I think, cause I think it's easier to be like, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory, until like you have a friend that gets it and they're like, this is the worst thing I've ever had in my entire life. And you're like, oh, okay. Like it's not a made up thing. And like, this is serious. And it can, like, I mean, some people are even dying from it. And, So like it's definitely, I've noticed that jump even in my own head of just, you know, when my friend got it, it felt more tangible, you know. I wasn't really expecting anyone I know to have gotten it at first when I was hearing about it. But I was like, you know, this is kind of more serious than I was giving it credit for.
How does that affect your day-to-day activities? Are you as sure about your schedule as you used to be?
It's harder. Yeah, it's harder to be motivated. It's harder to know what things are really important to you. Then again, sometimes, I mean, hopefully it's helpful for some people, because maybe it clarifies a vision of like, I mean, that's actually a big part of what the song that I wrote recently is about.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear about the song. What's it about?
It's all about the, it's all about like, the leading line of the chorus is, I hope I never forget how beautiful it is to hold your hand.
Oh, nice.
And that line wouldn't have probably meant anything to me 6 months ago. But like, the thought struck me, my wife and I were just laying in bed, she had already fallen asleep. And I just remember I reached over and just touched her hand. And the thought just kind of struck me, like, this is like very special. Like I haven't touched any other person's hand. I haven't hugged any other person. I haven't shook anyone's hand in, you know, who knows how long now, probably two months, something like that. And so, there's just a lot of like things that I think are super easy to take for granted.
Yeah, hopefully all of us realize that, and maybe your song will help. It's called Good to See You Again. What's that line mean to you?
I think that's just kind of that thing. You know, you show up to a party or something, like, hey, good to see you again. And you wouldn't always mean it, right? Because you just kind of say it as like, you know, it's just kind of what you, it's like, nice to meet you, you know? It's a similar thing. Like, you wouldn't always mean it. You just kind of say it as like a formality. But I think it was particularly intriguing to me, that saying, good to see you again. Like, I think, for me, will hold a lot more weight. And just like there are people that I just can't wait, you know, I can't wait to give my family a hug. I can't wait to give friends and even fans, like, I can't wait to give fans hugs, you know, like that's something that I think we've taken for granted and stuff. And like, it's where it's been considered safe to just hug anyone, pretty much. There's just a lot of beauty that I miss right now, and I hope that I don't take it for granted later.
Well, that's good. That's part of why I wanted to talk to you, especially when I heard you had a new song that came out because of this. Because some artists, that is the way they react to a different situation, is by being more creative. And some of us just go into a hole and hide. But tell me about the song in general. What is this new song that you've been working on?
Yeah, so this song was literally born out of both a good day and a bad day, I think, combined, sort of. I wrote it on kind of two different days. I initially wrote just like the verse and chorus, and it starts out the song, I think really strongly. But then I thought that it only was going to have verse one, chorus, verse two, chorus. But then I recorded a demo of it, and I was pretty sure that it was finished, like the demo, just for the general, you know, the general arrangement of the song. But then I was like, you know, I was listening to it a lot, and I was like, it just doesn't feel right yet. It feels like it's not, it feels like it's almost too chipper. So then I showed it to my wife, and then she, I was trying to say, like, hey, like, what's, you know, is there anything that's missing in your mind? And normally I don't actually do that. Normally the song's like pretty much just like I can't think of too many times that a concept has been born out of someone giving feedback on it. Like with this song, I showed it to my wife, and she was like, yeah, I feel like it's missing something. Because we just earlier that day have been talking about, like, there's a lot of grief that comes with this time, at least for me. Like the grief of, like, I used to know what the appropriate demeanor was toward people you didn't know. Like, I thought, you know, there was no automatic suspicion of another person. You're walking down the street, and you're not, like, thinking like, oh, I better, you know, keep away from them, or like I don't know if I should talk to them or get too close and all that stuff. And it was just this weird feeling. Like, I think people are probably getting a little bit better at that now, of just like, hey, we can still like connect as people, but from a distance. But the day I showed it to my wife, I was like, there's just a lot of like sadness. And so like I wrote the bridge then out of that grief, and the lines of the song are this whole thing isn't easy. Some days I'm just plain depressed. It won't be quite the same again when we have our barbecue, but today I'm thanking God for all the times I'll spend with you. And like the whole concept of like, it won't be quite the same again, like when we have a barbecue. And I've had this thought in my mind of, you know, like getting together with friends and like seeing the food everyone brought. And like, there's something so beautiful about all those things. And so, So I wrote this song about all those beautiful things that, like, I personally, like, have been looking forward to profoundly for the last 2 months or approximately 2 months. And it would be so false for me to not acknowledge how sad, like, some of this is. So that's kind of, when I wrote that bridge, and it felt like it fit in the song, because I was worried, because I actually wrote two bridges. One, one bridge, Brett, was, like, so depressing, and I was like, this is way too sad. But then the second bridge, I was like, this feels like it fits more. And so then when I found a bridge that like felt like it fit, I was like, this is cool. I like it. And then from that point on, I showed it to my producer, and oh my gosh, I can't tell you how excited I was. Like, so my producer, his name's Dan Derlow. He's like a really good producer. He works with a lot of big people and stuff, but like he is you know how each type of person is like generally will default to, oh, that was really great because I love this and this and this. Or else they might be like, that was really bad because of this and this and this. Not that was really bad, but like this and this and this were wrong. Even if they approve of it, they'll say like this thing and this thing and this thing like need to change whatever. So Dan is totally the second type of person. He doesn't give positive feedback right off the bat. And that's really good, because it pushes me to like come up with more creative and just unique parts for each thing. So that's been super beneficial. But when I sent him this song, basically his first message he sent me was like, wow, this is a lot better. And then he was like, I can't wait to show it to Krista, his wife. And I was like, whoa, That's pretty cool. Like, if the song itself is good enough that he was like, I can't wait to show Krista. I was like, if Dan said that, that's pretty cool. We had a couple other, like, Minneapolis musicians and friends and stuff who were, this is totally, like, recorded in quarantine and stuff in different people's home studios. So we had, this is pretty cool. I was not expecting this going into the song, but there's a little trumpet part that I initially recorded on my keyboard. There's a little trumpet part, little line, so nothing really too complex. But so I have that, and I also have this little, like fake cello on my computer, basically. And so I recorded those things, and then we actually had three different session players that I wasn't expecting. I like to normally, like, make all the music and play the instruments myself if possible. But this time it turned out really awesome because we collaborated with, like, this is kind of funny, actually. So we collaborated with three different people. We just, like, sent them the song. The first guy we sent it off to, his name's Artem. He's a cellist from Ukraine. And he played cello on a certain part of, like, the bridge. And it sounds so incredibly beautiful. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. And then I heard from Dan, my producer, hey, there's this group in town called the Hornheads. And the Hornheads basically have played with, like, Michael Jackson and Prince and Mandy Moore and, like, Corey Wong and a whole bunch of people who are, like, super, super well known. We were like, what if we got this trumpet part played by the trumpet player from that group? And the guy, his name's Steve Strand. He's a really cool guy. He added me on Facebook afterwards, and he was like, this is a cool song. And that was pretty cool to hear from him, like, the trumpet player from that group. That feels awesome. Cause it makes me even more excited about it. Cause, like, he's heard a lot of good music. Right. And so I think if he likes the song, it's just an encouraging thing to hear. And then we also teamed up with a guitarist, his name's Chris First. And he apparently, I found this out just yesterday. He apparently played on a song with Snoop Dogg. So we have a wide array of different session players on this song. So there's a lot of quarantine recording that went into the song, which I think it's particularly cool in this time because, you know, everyone's kind of in quarantine in some way or another. Just to hear, like, hey, the song was made out of that. It's not just about that, but it's made out of that. I think it's kind of, to me, it's pretty cool. It's like a cool little extra element of it.
When are you hoping to release it?
Yeah, May 22nd is when it's coming out.
Well, it's pretty exciting, and I know it's such a long process, and hopefully it's giving you something to focus on during this time especially. What are your days like? If you haven't seen anybody much, what have your days been like?
I have 2 hours devoted to napping, 2 hours devoted to folding socks, 2 hours for mowing the lawn, and then 2 hours for realizing I don't have to mow the lawn because we rent. And also it's spring. So it's a pretty jam-packed schedule most days.
Can we talk again on that Friday?
That is so cool, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
I appreciate
welcome.
That. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's really, like, that means a lot to me that you care, honestly. It's like, yeah, this is a song I wrote literally in my pajamas. I literally wrote this song in my pajamas. So, like, that's pretty awesome. Yeah, my pajamas will be broadcast to the entire world. That's pretty cool.
Yes, excellent. Well, at least you are wearing pajamas, so that's really important. All right, well, thanks so much for talking to me today. It's been really fun.
Oh, gosh, yeah, totally. Yeah, I always love it. I always love the opportunity. This is cool. We'll have to do it again. Hopefully May 22nd when it comes out.
That'll be great. Thanks, Jonathan. Have a great day.
All right. Sounds good, Brett. Talk to you later.
Bye.